It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Britain's Scotland Yard will help investigate the assassination of Pakistani opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf announced that plan in a televised address to his nation today. The president said that he was certain that allies of al-Qaeda were behind Bhutto's killing. The country's election commission has postponed parliamentary elections for 6 weeks up to February. These were the elections that Benazir Bhutto was campaigning for when she was assassinated. We go now to NPR's Philip Reeves, who's in Islamabad. And Phil, the opposition in Pakistan has been calling for an international inquiry into Bhutto's death. Is this announcement likely to satisfy their demands?
That remains to be seen. It's certainly an acknowledgement by Musharraf that his government has a credibility problem over the Bhutto assassination. You know, his interior ministry has blamed the killing on a militant leader in Pakistan's tribal areas called Bayatullah Mesud, saying that he's part of al-Qaeda. But that has so far failed to convince many Pakistanis, especially Bhutto's supporters, who suspect the involvement of elements within Musharraf's own government and, of course, within the intelligence agencies. So he's now saying that this investigation from Britain, Scotland Yard, will help plug whatever technical and forensic deficiencies exist in the investigation that's already being conducted by Pakistan's experts. And he says that the British team's going to come to Pakistan immediately. And he said, in an acknowledgement of what I was saying, he said he hoped that this would remove all suspicion surrounding the death of Benazir Bhutto.
As you just said, Musharraf blamed militants. He says, I want to say with certainty that these people martyred Benazir Bhutto. If Musharraf knows who the militants are and where they are, what has he done about it?
Well, it's Bayatullah Mesud, the man who he believes is behind it, is not an easy man to go after. Let's not forget that it was only a few months back when the same militant leader managed to take hostage 200 or so, more than 200 Pakistani soldiers and held them up in the tribal areas of Waziristan for some time. It's extremely difficult terrain for the Pakistani army to operate in. It's taken heavy losses there in the past. And so it's not really, as simple as going out there and grabbing the person that they think is behind this assassination. If indeed it really is him. As I say, many Pakistanis don't believe it's the militants of the Waziristan. They look closer to home to the government and the intelligence agencies, although the evidence for that is also cloaked in all sorts of conspiracy theories that have yet to be proved.
Now, Bhutto's own party and other opposition parties were very much against postponing these elections, even by a few weeks. What's been the reaction to the decision to do that?
Well, the Pakistan People's Party has been meeting to give an official statement on this, but it's clear that they will take the line that they're against this because they want to have, they say, and they've said this for a while, that they want to have these elections as soon as possible, on time, the original date being in less than a week. And they want that because they believe they will do particularly well. They think they're going to get a sympathy vote after the assassination of Bhutto. They're concerned that that sympathy vote might melt away in time, although political analysts dispute that. They think it'll sustain itself. They also know that the pro-government party, the ruling party behind Musharraf, the PMLQ, is expecting to take heavy losses in this election, and they are therefore, that party is keen to postpone it. And they will, I'm sure, see the government's hand behind the Election Commission's decision today. The Election Commission is quite clearly pro-government and always has been.
Well, we just have seconds here, but how important is this vote?
The vote's crucial. Whoever wins, and the likelihood is that it'll be the PPP, gets to appoint the prime minister or have a big say in who is the prime minister. And it raises the possibility that the party of Benazir Bhutto will have the prime minister sitting next to the president, President Musharraf, the person that many of them believe is indirectly, at least, involved in the death of their leader. Or at least I should say his government is.
Phil, thanks very much. NPR's Philip Reeves in Islamabad.